WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
As we approach the peak of hurricane season in the tropical Atlantic, the number of disturbances has increased. No surprise there. With the increase, there is a great deal more attention being paid to the tropics. If you are one of those, you've probably seen the use of knots in statements and advisories. So what exactly is a knot? That's spelled K-N-O-T. A knot is a unit of speed equal to 1 nautical mile per hour. A nautical mile is based on the circumference of the Earth and is equal to 1 minute of latitude. It is slightly more than a statute mile used for land measurements. 1 nautical mile is equal to 1.1508 statute miles. Nautical miles are typically used in meteorology, aviation, and in the marine environment for charting and navigating. The term knot is often abbreviated as KT or KN. The term knot dates from the 17th century when sailors measured the speed of their ship by using a device called a common log or chip log. This device was a coil of rope with uniformly spaced knots attached to a piece of wood shaped like a slice of pie. The spacing between knots was 47 feet 3 inches. The piece of wood was lowered from the back of the ship and allowed to float behind it. The line was allowed to play out freely from the coil as the piece of wood fell behind the ship for a specific amount of time. The time was usually measured by a 30-second sand glass, what most of us would call an hourglass. When the specified time had passed, the line was pulled in and the number of knots on the rope between the ship and the wood were counted. The speed of the ship was said to be the number of knots counted. One of the frustrating aspects of meteorology is the proliferation of numeric scales for almost any parameter we measure or forecast. Besides knots and miles per hour, there's also meters per second, just to add to the overall confusion when dealing with the speed of air. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.